Hello again, and welcome back to the Crime and ASIN debate. We have our presidential candidates, Jocelyn Jolly, Hunter Bighorn, and Maggie Bell. Thank you all for attending.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Jolly.
Hello, my name is Hunter Bighorn.
Thank you. I'm Maggie Bell.
Many of the platforms of the Student Government Senate and executive candidates are fairly similar in practice, but they will have very different execution methods. All are essentially advocating for a more welcoming culture within the associated students at the University of Montana and more campus-wide outreach. But when it comes to these ideas, does ASUM have enough power to accomplish them? Presidential candidate Hunter Bighorn says that ASUM moves slow because of its limited power.
Part of the issue is it's ASUM, with all of its, we like to talk about it, its power is truly limited in what it can do. We are so limited in so many ways. Like, just for example, I know someone who's been struggling to get into the Corbin building this whole week and a half due to a broken elevator, hasn't been able to access it, can't get in there. They've said multiple times now that it's going to be fixed. It's their top priority. Hasn't happened yet.
I'm Melissa Tompkins, and this is your KaimanCast for the week of April 24th. ASUM is a student governmental body here at UM. They designate the budgets for student groups, run the food pantry housed in the Bare Necessities Agency, and do much more around campus. The body is made up of three executives, the president, the vice president, and the business manager, as well as two dozen senators who all write up resolutions hoping to make policy changes at UM. The candidates for all of these positions for the 2023-2024 school year gathered at a debate hosted by the Kaiman to discuss their platforms. Topics of discussion included furthering mental health, the issue of oversold parking passes, ASUM outreach, and how to go about furthering inclusivity in the body. The heart of the debate was really about what can and what can't ASUM actually do. There are three different executive teams running for president and vice president of ASUM. These teams are Hunter Bighorn with running mate Noah Gibson, Maggie Bell with Noah Vanderkar, and Jocelyn Jolly with O'Shea Birding Ground. The Bell Vanderkar and the Jolly Birding Ground tickets both have plenty of experience between each campaign's candidates. Jolly is currently the business manager for ASUM, and Birding Ground is a senator. Bell is the ASUM student lobbyist in Helena during this legislative session, and Vanderkar served as a senator last year. However, Bighorn and Gibson are both newer to the world of ASUM. They say that this is a big part of their campaign.
ASUM is struggling structurally. There is a great deal of infighting between the senators. There is a great deal of disconnect between us and the campus population. And last and probably most importantly, there is a great lack of trust in between the people that we are ostensibly elected to represent and us. I think critically, something that myself and the president I'm running with, Hunter, bring is a lack of institutional bias. Granted, I haven't served on ASUM for two terms. I haven't had the opportunity to work with everyone in this room before, but what I do bring to the table and what Hunter brings is the ability to see outside of the problems and to see how they might best be fixed.
Jocelyn Jolly refuted that even though she and Birding Ground are not new to the body, they have a different way of looking at the issues plaguing ASUM and UM as a whole.
That's why O'Shea and I chose to run together. You'll notice if you look at resolutions that have been passed and the way that we voted on them, we often disagree with each other. And I think there's value in that, that if you can productively disagree with somebody and leave having a conversation where somebody learns something, that there is progress that can be made there. And 10,000 students will never think alike. And that's why two people that don't always think alike but can have productive conversations on it is so important.
Although many of the teams have similar goals for next year's ASUM, no matter the experience level, some have much loftier goals for the student government to tackle. For example, presidential and vice presidential candidates Maggie Bell and Noah Vanderkar want to form a more substantial connection to Missoula City Council to work to solve the parking issues. Presidential candidate Maggie Bell said she and her running mate Noah Vanderkar have connections that other candidates just don't.
We have working relationships with Missoula City Council members Daniel Carlino and multiple legislators that we have so many bigger ideas for this university than just, oh, we'd like to get student groups engaged a little bit more, or we'd like to talk to Missoula College. We want to start working on legislation, helping the Student Music Union put together a budget to request the finishing of their buildings that didn't get finished due to inflation. We want to work with legislators to maybe solve landlord-tenant issues and propose bills for the upcoming legislative year. We want to work with Missoula City Council to reform the parking permit district around the university. These are all things that have been said, oh, we can't fix parking. I think we heard that earlier today. Yes, we can. We just don't have the connections to do it.
Vice presidential candidate O'Shea Birding Ground said that some issues are not accessible at the student governmental level.
One thing that I want to make particularly clear is that we, Jocelyn and I, haven't ran on these values before. And we want to run on promises that we can keep to the student body, not just promises that were made and that another candidate team is going to continually make, but actually focus on things that we can actually accomplish. Parking is not one of those. Parking is just a lost cause at this point. We've talked about it time and time again. There's nothing that's going to happen until this university expands.
There are some issues on campus that ASUM can and should tackle, say Vandercar and Bell. They say issues like transparency and outreach are fixable given the right time and attention.
Ways that I would plan to make student outreach a priority are by making sure that there's merchandising and marketing campaigns that are part of ASUM. I think that we need to have marketing that's around campus and on social media. We need a new independent website that isn't, it's so, like right now, if you went on your phone, I guarantee you it would take you like 10 minutes to try and find the ASUM governing documents. And if you did find them, they wouldn't be updated. We need an independent website that's run by student government individuals that are actually making change on and around campus and showing that change and showing the necessary progress. And that comes with transparency.
One thing that Birding Ground says can be fixed is the atmosphere surrounding ASUM.
So far this year, I've seen executives speak up, and I've heard from the Senate that feels like there's a pressure being put down on the senators because of the executives speaking up. I don't want to make them feel like that. I don't want the senators to come up to me and feel like they can't talk to me. That's not my goal here. My goal is to support every single student and every single senator that is elected. And I will fight to do that. If I have an open door policy, if somebody has an issue with how I chair or how I run things, they can come and talk to me about it.
But some candidates say not all things around campus can be fixed by ASUM, even with lots of attention and time. Presidential candidate Jocelyn Jolly stressed the importance of getting elevators fixed to better support students with disabilities, which opposing candidate Maggie Bell says ASUM can't fix.
But that's something you're going to get roadblocked with right away. We won't be seeing another budget request from the legislature until 2025, and so the next year's executive team is not going to be able to do much to change elevators on campus. It's a lovely point, but it's just talk.
Bell adds that all ASUM can really do to get those elevators fixed is to submit work orders and keep asking the university to get someone to fix them. Bell says that ASUM senators and executives can't fix those elevators themselves, nor can they hire someone to fix them. The Bell-Vandercar ticket throughout the debate claimed that other candidates were only talking and not providing solutions to problems.
We have to make sure that ASUM is for the students, by the students, and we've completely lost sight of that. Also, talking about hearing student voice and getting feedback, that's great, but then what are you going to do with that? We have to further these thoughts. Up here today, I think we've only heard about, well, we could do this, that would be great, but what about it? We need action items, and I still feel like no one are the only people today bringing forward actionable things that we will do.
One agreement candidates did make was how ASUM has limited power. Vice presidential candidate Noah Gibson says that it's the little things that ASUM can actually do that might mean the most to students.
One of the things Hunter brings up all the time is having like a dedicated TV in the UC in order to make sure that people can see ASUM meeting time so they can know what our committees are going to meet, and also perhaps as a space for other student groups to, you know, put their platforms out there and maybe let you know when they're meeting, right? That's kind of the easiest way that we can do it.
Presidential candidate Hunter Bighorn says that no matter what platform the hopefuls are running on, they mean nothing if ASUM itself doesn't change in any way that it can.
Well, you can have all this outreach and everything, but if the culture within the organization itself does not reflect what your mouth is saying, you're not going to have any change at the end of the day.
To watch the full debate, visit the Montana Kaimans Facebook page. The ASUM election opens on April 25th and goes until 8 p.m. on April 27th. Students can vote for a candidate on the UMontana app. In other news, UM to cut geography department in 3 years. And in arts, BFA students celebrate semester end with closing exhibition. And finally, in sports, read about the improbable way that UM women's tennis made the Big Sky Conference tournament. For more information about these topics and many others, pick up a copy of our paper this upcoming Thursday, or head to our website at www.montanakaiman.com. Want some more KaimanCast-based content? Tune in every Tuesday to The KaiMix, a playlist made by UM students for UM students based on the KaimanCast topic. For The KaimanCast, I'm Melissa Tompkins. We'll see y'all next week.